Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have a whistleblower doctor joining us. It's been censored next segment. But first, let's go to this report. Has America been slated for starvation?
Is America's food supply being sabotaged? Or are we being judged by God and plagued with a future famine? As Michael Snyder details on his Economic Collapse blog, a worldwide drought, mainly in the Northern Hemisphere, is impacting agricultural production in the U.S. and Europe. And this scarcity of various produce and meat is going to raise food prices in the months and years ahead. In Italy, farmers in some parts of the country have lost up to 80% of their harvest this year due to the severe drought conditions in the region. In France, where the lack of rainfall has prompted widespread limits on fresh water use, they are experiencing their driest month in recorded history since March of 1961. This is especially impactful on the world's food supply since France is the fourth largest exporter of wheat. In Germany, the most important river, the Rhine, has dropped to dangerously low levels and even dried up completely in some places. Not only does this drop in water affect crop irrigation, but the river is used to transport the vast majority of all goods in and out of Germany, including coal, oil, and most importantly, food. In the Elbe River, hunger stones have reappeared, which were used to mark low river levels that would forecast famines in the land. On one stone from 1616, it reads, "If you see me, cry." Here in the U.S., about half the nation is experiencing some level of drought, but the lack of precipitation is particularly bad in Texas, where the Dallas-Fort Worth area has had no measurable rain for two straight months. The lack of water has led many ranchers to panic sell their herds, being unable to water them, which will impact beef prices in the future. Is this just a typical weather cycle where a season of drought comes and goes? Or is this a true climate disaster, as the global warming alarmists would like us to think? And with food prices poised to explode, the question arises, what can we do about it? Will weather modification technology that has the ability to create rain by cloud seeding be brought to the mainstream public at last as a solution to this worldwide drought? China, the UAE, Indonesia, and other nations have already come out of the closet with their cloud seeding technology. So will the U.S. government declassify their own weather manipulating tools to meet this crisis? Or perhaps this weather modification technology is what caused the drought across the world by prematurely pulling water vapor out of the atmosphere and showering the land with chemtrail-tainted rain? How many decades have governments around the world used these cloud-seeding agents? Chemical compounds made from aluminum, barium, potassium iodide, solid carbon dioxide, and various salt compounds. Aside from farmers and ranchers losing a large percentage of their products due to a lack of rainwater, food processing plants across the U.S. have been mysteriously bursting into flames or shutting down, further fueling the food crisis caused by the drought. Starting in 2021, the uptick in disruptions at food processing facilities began, and today, the number stands well over 100 incidents that led to the shutdown of significant production. Starting in 2022, there was a shutdown at least once a week. These incidents destroyed, damaged, or impacted food processing facilities indefinitely, either by fires, diseases, or an assortment of accidents, like plane crashes. These incidents seized beef and pork packing plants, milk parlors, egg farms, fertilizer plants, various produce packing and processing facilities, and an assortment of farms for turkeys, ducks, and chickens have been culled, millions of animals killed for outbreaks of bird flu. Massive corporations like General Mills, Kellogg, Nestle, Walmart, Smithfield, JBS, and Purina have also shut down production. Have we been slated for starvation? Or are we being backed into a corner so we accept the terms of the New World Order's Great Reset agenda? Although we're armed with a powerful military and the Second Amendment to protect our ourselves from an invasion or a tyrannical government? Is food the weapon being used against us? Just like Henry Kissinger said, who controls the food supply controls the people. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalists, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, medical doctor Kelly Victory is about to join us. He's been exposing what's all confirmed now. They tried to censor her. Here's one of the local TV stations she talked to.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds. Along with that, there's also been an increase in certain medical diagnoses, such as miscarriages and Bell's palsy. Here to give us her take on the new data and what she believes could be causing the rise in numbers as emergency medicine and disaster specialist, Dr. Kelly Victory. Dr. Victory, good morning. Great to talk to you as always.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we want to make sure that anytime we talk, we want to make sure the information that we have is accurate. So let's start this interview by telling us, I've seen your correspondence here, what is the source of the information that you're about to present?
Well, this information became available to me or on my radar last week following a hearing with Senator Ron Johnson, who was looking at sort of what he calls a second opinion on the entire response to the COVID pandemic. The medical data was released by three career military physicians who got the information from the military database that collects what we call ICD codes, which are the diagnosis codes. And these physicians had a feeling, they believed based on their own observation, that they were seeing a significant uptick in certain conditions. So they actually went back and called the database from the military on certain conditions over a five-year period, from 2016 through 2020, notably containing 1 year, 2020, of the full-blown pandemic. So they looked at 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20 at the prevalence of certain conditions, including things like heart attack, blood clots to the lung, miscarriages, those sorts of things, and they compared it to the incidence of those same things in the calendar year 2021. And saw an alarming increase in certain things. For example, they saw a 270% increase in myocardial infarction in 2021, a 300% increase in incidence of Bell's palsy and of certain neurologic complaints, a 470% increase in pulmonary embolisms, blood clots to the lungs, and many, many other huge increases that they found alarming.
All right, since she covered that on air, she's been massively attacked. But if you go to YouTube, almost every comment is on her side, and the people are confirming what she said. But it's in mainline studies. Tucker Carlson was covering it last night. Their intimidation is not working. She's a medical doctor. We'll go over her oral bio. But Dr. Kelly Victory joins us. And so you're not censored. You're live. You can say whatever you want. Tell us about yourself, your concerns. You're not just talking for 5 minutes on, you know, San Diego TV here. You're reaching millions of people, can really break down your concerns. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Alex. I'm still somewhat caught off guard when people reference me, as you did, as a, quote, whistleblower. Back in the olden days, I'm what people would call an honest physician, reporting on the facts and the science and the data as I interpret them. From the beginning, I have been really raising the alarm bells during this pandemic, going really back to February of 2020, primarily because I saw a response that was totally out of line with what one would have expected from public health. It began with things like talking about, you know, masking, and these sorts of things. And I sat back and said, wait a minute, you know, we've known for decades that masks don't do anything appreciable to stop the spread of respiratory viruses. Why would they be talking about that? And then it very quickly went on to things like social distancing, perhaps my favorite made-up construct of this entire debacle. I have an entire library of books on public health, epidemiology, virology, immunology, pandemic preparedness and response, and I defy anyone to go to any of those textbooks and find where the phrase social distancing appears in the index. It's a, yet we have mom and pop shops all over the country that were putting up, you know, plexiglass and circles on the floor and one-way signs in the, you know, aisles at the Walmart. So that was the initial thing that got my attention was, what the heck are they talking about? Then I started talking very early about the vaccines and my concerns about the vaccines. Now, suffice to say, Alec, I am not anti-vaccine, anything but. I've actually been called a vaccine zealot in the past. I have written and spoken much of my career in public health on the importance of vaccinations. My concern was with these vaccines. Number one, when they started talking about launching very quickly an mRNA vaccine, I said, wait a minute, we have never had a safe and effective mRNA vaccine. Not because we haven't tried. That technology has been around for well over a decade at the time. Yet the vaccines had always failed, sometimes with disastrous results. Then I said, wait a minute, they're talking about a vaccine that's going to be predicated on a singular spike protein? Well, that's not going to work. Anybody with any background in virology knows that viruses mutate. All viruses mutate. And the area most likely to mutate is that spike protein. So if you create a vaccine based on that spike protein, I simply predicted, I said, well, this isn't going to work. It's going to fail immediately, independent of any severe adverse events you might have because of the mRNA. This thing is going to fail in a New York minute. So I was out talking about all of this very, very early on and unleashed a world of hurt on myself with regard to censorship. I don't have a big, or I didn't at the time, a big social media presence whatsoever. But I started receiving just unbelievable vitriol from people. People were sending me not only personal notes, but I was receiving, you know, things in the mail. People would get my address and send me things and talk about how I was a horrible human being and I was going to result in the deaths of, you know, hundreds of millions of people, that I should lose my medical license. And lo and behold, I have had to defend my medical license on seven separate occasions during this pandemic. I've done so successfully every time.
And I mean, let's think about that, though. An unapproved drug rammed through on the public and a doctor questions it. You've now been vindicated. And the left doesn't want doctors questioning unapproved drugs rolled out. I mean, they turned into like big pharma cult members.
Exactly. This is in the past. We have absolutely promoted the idea of robust, vigorous debate in medicine. Frankly, it's a cornerstone of medicine. Respectful debate, but robust and vigorous.
It's a cornerstone of science, isn't it? I mean, it's all about debate.
Absolutely. We rarely come to the best decisions in medicine or science or, frankly, business or anything else if you only listen to a singular voice. For years, I was the chief medical officer of a company that ran on-site healthcare for huge companies, Fortune 100 companies, and dozens of federal agencies, incidentally. And I had a plaque on my desk that said, argue with me. and I meant it. Tell me why this is the dumbest idea I've come up with, or tell me why I'm misinterpreting the data. Tell me why I have overestimated.
Well, that's what I say on air, and I wouldn't even call them the left, just these corporate bots. They'll never debate on a face-to-face. They only want it when it's their playing field, period.
Right, and they don't debate on the science. Immediately, they start hurling invectives and making ad hominem attacks. It never has to do with them saying, hey, Dr. Kelly, we read that same study, and here's where I think you misinterpreted the findings. It's never about that. It's, you're a horrible human being, and you need to go away.
Right. You shouldn't That's be looking at the funny. Lancet Journal saying it doesn't work and it erases the immune system. Just shut up.
Exactly. And so when I did that last little clip that you reported where I was talking about specifically that data that was revealed by three career military physicians who were looking at what they call DMED, the Defense Military Epidemiology Database, and they have access. I don't. I'm not a military physician, but they have access to this enormous database that was very, very helpful.
Dr. Kelly, I want to hear about what these military physicians said that they're trying to censor when we come back. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Is our guest. We really appreciate her time today. EarlyCovidCare.org and Kelly Victory MD on Getter. Doc, I got a lot of questions, but you got cut off by the break getting into these big issues and where you see all this going. You got cut off. Please start over where we left off.
Yeah, I just was talking briefly about this issue of the data that was revealed by three career military physicians who were drawing attention to these very, very alarming increases in the incidence of certain conditions, things like blood clots to the lung and Bell's palsy, heart attacks, strokes, those sorts of things. And it was actually in posting that sworn testimony by these military physicians that got me permanently banned from Twitter. How posting sworn testimony from a congressional hearing is misinformation is beyond me, but that's the way it seems to go these days. The thing that I think should be absolutely alarming and really incense all Americans, Alex, is that the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, it's been in place for 24 years, was specifically put there as an early warning system. It was meant to be the proverbial canary in the coal mine. The CDC said, let's put a system in place where people, civilians and physicians can report things that might be adverse events related to a vaccine so that we'll know very, very quickly, early on, we'll have that early warning sign.
And now their own system is showing 10, 20 times previous record problems, they say it's discredited.
Correct. They not only haven't looked into it, they have ignored it. There are more adverse events and specifically more deaths attributed on VAERS to the COVID-19 vaccines than to all other vaccines combined over 24 years. Think about that.
Say that again. In its whole history, there are more in the last 2 years than ever reported.
Of all the vaccines, all 30 other vaccines over the 24-year period combined. You heard that correctly.
Incredible.
Now, there's no saying that any particular case that's reported to VAERS is definitely a result of the vaccine. But that's the way it's always been. That's the nature of that system. The point is they need to be evaluated. And lo and behold,
it's like if you feed your cows a bunch of a new feed and you got 100 cows and 10 die, and normally one cow dies a year and 10 die in a day, you know it's the feed. I mean, it's cause and effect. It's right there.
Exactly. And so the great news is, or should have been, for Americans is that there's an organization whose job it is to look into that, and it's called the CDC. They haven't done it. They not only haven't looked into some of them, they haven't looked into any of these. They haven't done the autopsies. They haven't culled the data. Instead, they've turned a blind eye to it, and they march out on a daily basis and say, safe and effective, when they know darn well that it is neither safe nor effective. And the idea that they are coming out now and making some sort of disingenuous mea culpa about the fact that they didn't.
Well, let me stop you, doctor, because you're reading my mind. My next question is, what do you make of Birx and Fauci and all of them saying, oh, we never thought it would work? What is that about?
Oh, they're saying the quiet part out loud. All of a sudden, they're acknowledging the reality. Deborah Birx has come flat out and said they knew from the beginning, as I did, that the vaccines wouldn't work, that they would lose effectiveness very, very quickly. And again, that is independent.
Ann Walensky, the head of the CDC.
Oh, yes. She has come out and she has said just recently, yeah, well, whoops, we made some mistakes and now we're going to do better going forward because we're going to focus on, quote, communication, collaboration and timeliness. Alex, they should focus on competence and integrity and perhaps some humility. That would be a more compelling trifecta.
Well, I totally agree. So basically, they got rid of three FDA boards as they wouldn't approve this. They've got a bunch of executives involved with the companies making money off of it. The big question is, why were they so psychotic to even try this? And now that it's all coming out, Dr. Victory, where do you see this going?
Well, unfortunately, it is going to take us decades, Alex, to really understand the damage done by this pandemic debacle. There are so many areas. As I said, it's not just the vaccines. That's a huge piece. And we won't likely know literally for decades what the fallout is. There's a reason that the average vaccine takes 6 to 8 years to come to market if it ever makes it at all. These vaccines had a paucity of safety data behind them when they started. They were never tested on pregnant women, lactating women, people with autoimmune diseases, or people who'd already had and recovered from COVID. We have really no idea what the long-term neurologic impact is, the impact on reproductive health, and on and on. Furthermore, we have done untold damage to an entire generation of young people who were forced to wear masks, socially distance, miss 2.5 years of school. There's a reason, for example, that toddlers have significant speech delay. The CDC, rather than acknowledging that wearing masks and being around, you know, throngs of others wearing masks, rather than acknowledging the profoundly negative impact that has had on young children, they simply went on quietly and unceremoniously and changed the childhood, the milestones for the number of words, for example, that a toddler should know and be able to say by the age of 24 or 30 months. Children learn to speak by mimicking mouth movements, not by what they hear. So the fact that we've had people masked for 2.5 years has had a huge impact. These things, it is so deep. It's going to take us a long, long time. And unfortunately, perhaps the greatest tragedy of it all is that it has absolutely undermined the faith and confidence that people have in public health. God help us when the next thing comes along, because there will be a next thing. I can't tell you what it will be, but we will need to get the attention and the buy-in of the American people and the population globally to listen to what we have to say and to pay heed. And right now, the average person looks at public health and says, you're a bunch of incompetent buffoons. Because that
well, Dr.
is
Victory,
what
I mean, I couldn't say it better. You're saying it better than I could. I mean, they're admitting the next thing's coming. This is Big Pharma taking over. You don't want to speculate, but clearly pulling back. Worldwide response was coordinated. We have Operation Lockstep. The whole thing was organized.
Oh, there's no question. And I will, you know, wax. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but I can connect the dots. The reality is that people like Bill Gates have wanted for a long, long time to create a universal vaccine platform in the name of, you know, named mRNA. There's no question that much of what they did was, a psyop to see exactly how much people would tolerate. Just how quickly will people hand over their civil liberties on a platter in the name of public health? Fear itself, fear is an incredibly powerful intoxicant. It is a very good way to manipulate people. I teach a course on leadership in times of crisis, and if I had to summarize that entire seminar, it's, you know, learn to recognize abject fear and terror and get yourself out of it because you don't make good decisions.
That's right. Stay there, Dr. Kelly Victor.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients
and our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire. Everybody knows hell out bad news. Everywhere I go.
All right, well, I'm really impressed with medical doctor Kelly Victory. And we got cut off by a break, and a lot of folks are watching right now. And I'm going to take part of this interview tomorrow and play it again. It's so powerful. EarlyCovidCare.org. I said connecting the dots, big picture, the premeditation of Operation Lockstep, all the documents. You said absolutely, you're sort of going through that. So start over again and spend some time on that, because they're saying new lockdowns coming, new virus is coming. They admit this shot didn't work, erases your immune system, all that. Big picture, what do you expect to come next? And speak to what you were just talking about this being premeditated. What's your view on that?
Well, early on, I have to say, early on, I did not believe that. I said, no, I can't possibly connect those dots. I think you'd be hard pressed at this point, Alex, to not understand that there's something else bigger going on, whether you want to say it's the Great Reset, or simply look at the fact that people like Bill Gates, George Soros, the people at the World Economic Forum and others, they clearly believe that the world, that the globe would benefit and would benefit significantly from a large decrease in the population. And again, I say that not because I believed it initially, but when you watch the behavior, it is simply not conceivable that these people are just that incompetent. There is a nefarious intent here. You have people at the helm, not just in the United States, but elsewhere, who have continued to push and push and push, for example, on these vaccines.
Well, let's talk about that. There's global coordination, blocking therapeutics, early studies from the CDC predicting the bad side effects. Talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. And you take there were studies that were, you know, white table exercises on things like, you know, what would happen if we had a pandemic of this sort. These guys have known from the beginning, whether it's masking, social distancing, talking about the idea of asymptomatic spread, testing people who are asymptomatic. These sorts of things are absolutely not based in the science, and they have to have known that. Asymptomatic people have never been the spreaders of a pandemic or of a respiratory virus. Masks have never worked. Social distancing, as I said earlier. We've known for decades that lockdowns do far more damage than good, and there's a reason why we haven't used them in the past. We've known from the beginning that children, frankly, healthy people under the age of 50, but certainly people under the age of 18, were at such a de minimis risk from this virus as to be indistinguishable from zero, yet they applied with a broad brush these mandates to everyone. They acted as if everyone was at equivalent risk when they knew from the beginning that that was not the case. And you see them doing it again with monkeypox. All of a sudden, we're going to act as if everyone is at equivalent risk when we know up front who the risk groups are. With COVID, it clearly was the elderly. And when I say that, I mean people really over the age of 75 or 80. And people with a very well-known set of comorbidities, specifically obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Yet they acted as if everyone was at risk. Everybody must distance and lock down and stay home and bathe in Purell and hide in fear in the basement. They're doing the same thing, interestingly, with monkeypox. We know who's at risk from monkeypox. We know that it's not the average individual. We know that 95% of the people getting monkeypox identify as men, and that more than 95% are homosexual or transgender, transsexual, and therefore those are the risk groups. But instead, we're going to act as if, you know, suburban housewives and people who aren't sexually active and young children are at risk.
They always go against the logic. It's like an exercise against logic.
Well, you know, and they there's a part of it that's just being so politically correct. You know, we need the equity has no place in public health. OK, unfortunately, viruses don't know equity. Viruses know who their targets are. And we don't do anybody any good as public health experts to call it any other way. The only way we can protect those people who are truly at risk, whether it's from COVID or tuberculosis or monkeypox, is to actually acknowledge who the risk groups are, put our resources towards those risk groups. You know, one of the greatest failures of this pandemic, and that's a long list from which to choose, but one of the greatest failures was their failure to acknowledge the role, the mandate, Alex, of public health, is to look at the impact of any particular mitigation scheme on the entire public, not a single individual, not a single disease process. It's very different from when you come to see me in the emergency department or in my office. At that time, that's a one-on-one interaction, and you are my sole concern. When I put on my public health hat, it's very different. I have to look at the impact on the entire population and not just their physical health, also their spiritual health, mental health, economic health. So they should have known from the beginning what a lockdown would do.
And they knew it, and it was all a giant Milgram experiment to basically divide and conquer society. Give us your view as a medical doctor to the psychology of this thing.
Well, and if you listen, by the way, to Deborah Birx and others who freely acknowledges in her book that they had to be surreptitious, they had to be very careful, quote unquote, to not let their true intentions be known. These are her words, not mine. She knew, they knew, that if they acknowledged what they intended, which was never simply a two-week lockdown, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, that was never their intention, as Birx acknowledges in the book. They knew if they'd said that, however, to Trump, being the businessman that he was, that he would understand the profoundly negative impact.
That's right. So why are they now writing books and giving speeches tattling on themselves to create a new narrative that was all, you know, the noble lie, or what was it?
Yes, I think it's in part that, and frankly, you know, the rats are jumping ship. Anthony Fauci up and, you know, turned in his notice. He's going to be stepping down as of December, you know, 3.5 decades too late, but nonetheless, he's finally stepping down. And I think he intends to try to get out of Dodge and slink into the shadows before there's likely a Republican call to have his head and to be hauling him in front of Congress, depending on what happens in November. Many of them are trying desperately to get on the right side of history. They are trying to hitch their wagon and say, oh, yes, we always knew. I said this because it was in the best interest of the population, but we always knew. They're trying very hard to rewrite history. I do not think that history will treat them kindly, however. And there's a long list of people who were complicit in this. Certainly, Fauci's right at the top of that list. He was participant, let's not forget, in actually creating this thing called COVID. He absolutely funneled U.S. taxpayer dollars through EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak to the Wuhan lab in China for gain-of-function research. One of the only things I truly agreed with President Obama on was the moratorium that was put on in 2014 to gain-of-function research. It was recognized as very, very dangerous, certainly something that could potentially create a super bug.
And now he's purging himself to Congress. Stay right there. Final segment. Very impressed. Kelly Victory, MD. I want to talk about big picture and where we're going next, and the fact that the rats are leaving the sinking ship. What does that signify? EarlyCovidCare.org. Kelly Victory, MD, on Getter. Wow. This lady knows what she is talking about. That's why the globalists are in so much trouble, because they may control the top of the system, but they don't control all these great doctors and researchers and professionals. And just thank God we've had the real doctors and nurses and researchers and scientists stand up. That's really exposed their whole agenda. And the whole thing's falling apart now. That's the good news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge, the coming administration, in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
MD Dr. Kelly Victory is our guest. You got caught by the break again, covering critical information. Please continue, Doctor.
Well, just talking about, you know, really, really where this is going, Alex, because I think that's what most people want to know. You know, Fauci stepping down. Many of them are stepping down. Fauci isn't going away, though. I can guarantee it. He will pop up somewhere else, likely either at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the WHO, or somewhere else. And a word about the WHO, by the way. The WHO, to be very clear, there's a reason why we stepped out of it previously with President Trump. The WHO is essentially the long arm of the Chinese Communist Party. Dr. Tedros, not a medical doctor, by the way, Dr. Tedros, who runs the WHO, was handpicked by the Chinese Communist Party, and he has a very different agenda. The idea that Fauci and others were involved not only in doing gain-of-function research, that is very, very dangerous, but they were doing it with our greatest geopolitical foe, China. They were doing it in Wuhan. And there's no question that this was a lab-created virus. And the idea that anyone is suggesting that it was that it still is a naturally occurring virus is preposterous. You need only look at the genetics of that particular virus to know it was lab-manipulated. Whether it was released purposefully or out of abject incompetence, I cannot say. But lab created, I can, and there's no question Anthony Fauci's fingerprints are all over that. So is the WHO. So clearly people are making billions of dollars off of this pandemic, and they stand to make billions of dollars from the next fear fest, whether it's a resurgence of polio or monkeypox or whatever else. But I think that this has been, as I said, a psyop, not that the virus itself wasn't real. COVID was very real. And unfortunately, many people died unnecessarily because of the therapeutic nihilism that occurred and the refusal of the powers that be to even allow us to talk about the safe, effective, readily available medications that we had to treat COVID. We had them from the beginning. Things like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and steroids. For the duration of the pandemic, the people who are supposedly the gurus of public health have failed to tell people about the importance of supplementing vitamin D and zinc, two of the least expensive and simplest ways we could have prevented people from dying from not only COVID, but a heck of a lot of other viruses that are out there. Yet they haven't focused on that, because their concern isn't really public health at all. It's control. It's gaining control of you, your children, your business, and where you work. This is the fundamental of a totalitarian society. Make it as miserable as possible so you will finally break down and say, okay, I'll do whatever it is you want if you'll just make it stop. Just make it go away. And they hand you back some little bit of freedom, something that months ago you would have considered your God-given right and something they had no right to take away in the first place. We've got a lot of work to do, Alex, to rebuild and to undo the damage that was done by this pandemic and this pandemic response. It's not just the physical components and the tremendous adverse events that are going to continue to happen as a result of these vaccines, but it's really the psychological damage, the economic damage, the social damage, the fractionation of families and friends over this issue of whether or not you wore a mask or took the dang vaccine or whatever else. We've got a lot of work to do.
All right. I only learned about you from this clip. I've looked you up, medical doctor, great past, great history. I'm very impressed. I've had a lot of amazing people, Dr. Mercola, you know, we've had so many other top people on. I know you're already prominent, but, man, we need to get you out front and center. I think you're one of the most coherent, cogent, full-spectrum doctors out there. Tell us, people know about you, a little bit about yourself, who you are, and how people can contact you. And how people can support the great work you're doing, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much for this platform, too. As I said, it's been a tough time with the amount of censorship. I am a trauma and emergency physician by training. I practiced hospital-based trauma medicine for years and then developed an interest in mass casualty and in disaster preparedness and response. I ran the healthcare for companies and their employees and their families for many, many years. I happened to have been at the helm at Continental Airlines during the SARS-CoV-1 pandemic in 2003, so have some pandemic experience as well. I did postgraduate training at the Harvard School of Public Health, and really have spent the last 20 years primarily teaching. I still see patients, but teaching and training in everything from active shooter preparedness and response to this whole issue of leadership in times of crisis. God knows we need more people at the helm during these events and people who are not afraid to speak openly and honestly. We do no one any favors by sugarcoating the truth. On the other hand, as I said, fear is not a way to lead people out of the basement. I have a website with a number of other terrific physicians, not only people with storied academic careers, but stellar human beings, people like Drs. Peter McCullough and Harvey Reich, Paul Alexander, George Fareed. And that website is earlycovidcare.org. It's a great website because it's a repository for a huge number of studies. If you're interested in what I'm talking about with regard to studies, for example, on masks or social distancing or information about the vaccines, we have hundreds and hundreds of published scientific studies there. There are resources for people with regard to protocols to treat COVID, as well as COVID vaccine injuries, and a way to avail yourself of telemedicine services if you need to talk with a physician. My only real social media platform right now is on Getter, having been permanently banned from Twitter. I chose not to fight that ban, by the way. It simply wasn't worth it. I'm not interested in participating in a propaganda platform. So I'm on Getter at Kelly Victory MD. And I spend really some time doing shows like this one. And again, I so appreciate the platform because people deserve to be able to hear this. I was the lead co-defendant and the lead co-plaintiff, the co-plaintiff with President Trump in his class action lawsuit against big tech. And again, it's not because it's an affront to my First Amendment right to speak. It's more an affront to the right of all Americans to hear the other sides. I believe that people are smart enough that they can take the information, they can distill it, and they can come to the best decisions for themselves and their families. It's not anybody's right to prevent you from getting all of the information. If people want to argue with me, as I said, bring it on. Happy to argue. But let's argue about the facts, the data, the science.
Well, Dr. Victory, usually they say don't judge a book off its cover. Actually, now that we're talking to you, I've seen some other big stuff you're involved in, but like seeing the newscast, having you here, it's amazing. You're a great American. You're an amazing doctor. You're a wonderful woman. And we are so much stronger to have you here, and you just knocked it out of the park. Hope everybody takes the archive of this interview today. It'll be a Bandai video, and I hope they share it. Thank you so much for your time. And I mean, I think it's fair to say, though, they expected a lot more out of this power grab. They got a lot, but not what they thought, and now it's backfiring. I mean, do you agree with that? With 20 seconds left?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. The tide is turning, Alex, and there are a lot of people who are going to be held accountable, God willing, and those of us who are out there have been vindicated, those of us who have been speaking the truth from the beginning. The tide is turning, and it's time for Americans to take their civil liberties back. Don't let this happen to us again. Be educated, be involved, and just keep your eyes open because it's out there in front of us.
Incredible interview. One of the best ever. All right, Dr. Victory, you are the essence of victory. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.